Welcome to Puentes a la Comunidad, Bridges to the Community. Hello, I'm your host, Emily Guerra. My guest on this edition is El Paso Crohn's and Autoimmune Disease Support Group founder and CEO, Carrie Wilkie Zambrano. To promote education and awareness in our communities of irritable bowel disease, there are over 70,000 new cases diagnosed in the U.S. each year. Thank you for joining me on Puentes.
Thank you for having me.
You're welcome. What is the El Paso Crohn's and Autoimmune Disease Support Group?
It is a group that was started in 2013 to bring awareness and education to those in the El Paso and surrounding communities of irritable bowel diseases, such as Crohn's, celiacs, ulcerative colitis, and including autoimmune diseases as well, such as lupus, fibromyalgia, and the gamut. There are over 90 autoimmune diseases.
Now, as the founder, was this your idea to start this program or this group?
Yes, it was. Having a background in clinical social work, I found in returning to this area, there was nothing like it. If you call the National Foundation, you will be sent 600 miles to Dallas or 600 miles to Phoenix, Arizona. And El Paso is such a unique community in that we do serve Las Cruces and Juarez, Chihuahua, Mexico. I really felt the need for it and started it.
And this you started in 2013?
Yes, 6 years.
And how many people are in your group?
I have, on paper, over 75 members. I would say about 30 of those are truly active. And it's a constant changing, you know, numerics game, people coming and going, moving in and out of town.
What was your passion in becoming involved with this?
Selfishly, I had the passion in promoting and educating the community in that I myself am diagnosed with Crohn's disease. And having worked in the healthcare field for over 15 years, I know what it is to be the advocate, to take care of my patients. And now, of course, I also know what it is to be that patient. And I think that has been a blessing, and so that I can educate others and advocate and teach others that you too, you know, with such a devastating diagnosis can go on.
So you've had this disease for over 10 years. Tell me, what is Crohn's disease?
Crohn's disease, it's likely the worst of the irritable bowel diseases in that it is not curable, but it is manageable, whereas ulcerative colitis is curable. The biggest difference between the two is that, however, they both attack your lining and your body is putting out bacteria that is normal bacteria that you need to have in your system. But with Crohn's, it likes to keep it all in there, hence leading to backup issues and can lead to abdominal pain and other things that fall on that medical specter. One of the biggest things with Crohn's is that it leads to severe weight loss, nausea, vomiting. It can even get as severe as an individual needing a resection or a G-tube or a portacath for intravenous feedings. And, you know, one day at 3 o'clock in the afternoon, you could be fine. Next morning at 8 o'clock, you could be down and out in the ER getting admitted to ICU.
What age group does this strike?
It really doesn't have, you know, more one than the other, but you do see it more so in age group 30 and up, but it does affect pediatric. It does affect the children's age group, and we do have in this area a small pediatric support group as well.
Does it affect the small intestines, or is it just the large intestine?
It is the large intestines on the Crohn's and the small intestines on the ulcerative colitis. But it attacks each intestine in a different way in telling your body that these are good bacteria, I can keep them, or bad bacteria, and it'll flush your system out.
And how do children find out about their illnesses?
On the child's level, they do have to be diagnosed by a physician. However, a child can present with ongoing problems with their tummy. Go to their parents, I have a tummy ache. You'll see a low-grade fever, continuous diarrhea, nausea, vomiting. And the symptoms that present are often those that coincide with something as simple as an everyday flu or a common cold. Where a specialist may be called in is when this individual, this child, has had continuous symptoms over a 2-3 month period and returning consistently to the ER, to the doctor, and things such as blood showing up in their stool. Then that gets the attention of bringing in a specialist. Once that specialist is brought in and the diagnosis is now determined, ulcerative colitis or Crohn's, then it's a devastating diagnosis. And how that affects a child is them knowing, you know, it's not just a tummy ache, understanding what's going on, working with their family to also educate their family about Crohn's. And more importantly, their coworkers, or in their case, their classmates, their teachers, their principals. Because as much as we want to laugh when you see the saying, oh, gotta go, it truly is, you gotta go. You cannot wait 5 minutes to use the facilities. When that individual has having a flare-up and what I refer to as the monsters are going on in your tummy, it's going to come.
And so every year you have educational symposiums.
Yes, I am fortunate to be partnered with Texas Tech out of El Paso. This will be my 5th educational symposium at Texas Tech, where I bring in different specialists to educate the community about adult symptoms, pediatric symptoms, and also different methodologies in how to treat Crohn's and ulcerative colitis, as well as, you know, autoimmune diseases as a whole. But understanding, you know, the Eastern medicine versus Western medicine and the medicinal plants that we have here in our border.
So this will be held Saturday, March 9th from 8 a.m. till 1 p.m., 5001 El Paso Drive at Texas Tech University Health Sciences Center Medical Education Building, Auditorium 1100.
Correct.
Do you have to register in advance?
You do not have to register in advance, although you can do so. There is a link on the Facebook page for Eventbrite, but you can come the day of and register.
And so what can we expect at the symposium?
We are going to have several different speakers focusing on irritable bowel disease and its effects. You want to be able to wake up bright and early and check in at 7:30 in the morning. And some of the best speakers in our El Paso area and incredible experts, we've got Dr. Richard McCallum, Dr. Antonio Mendoza-Ladd, and Dr. Eduardo Rosas Bloom, all talking about your guts, gastroenterology, and things going in and out. Myself, I will be discussing you, me, poo, and the loo. And there's a surprise behind that, so you want to come and see that and get your goodie. Each presentation runs about an hour to hour 15 minutes. We will be having a couple break sessions in there, hoping to provide some juice and treats for you. One of the neat ones that we'll be discussing as well, and it's very big right now, is essential oils and the support with your well-being and chronic illness and how it affects your dental health. We know that you take a lot of medication, a lot of steroids, immunosuppressants, and all of that. You know, we don't think about how it affects our teeth. We just, get my liver checked, but it also does highly affect your teeth and how they rot and how to take care of them. And on a final note, toward the end of the afternoon, from 11:30 to 12, we have the power of food. How to use food and treat symptoms to know which nutrition therapy to approach. And one of the best ones is saving the best for last, is plants used in traditional Mexican medicine for gastrointestinal problems. So you're looking at the use of medicinal plants in our border. And that's something that I recognize is very different, you know, from the rest of the country. Here in southern New Mexico, West Texas, we're very strong in our faith, in our medicinal use of plants, and I think that's something that's really neat and I'm excited to have.
Is there a special plant that you can talk about?
Well, there's a few that Dr. Gonzalez is going to be discussing, but we'll just say that New Mexico has different rules than Texas. I hope to see everybody out there. We will have vendors out there, so some freebies, I'm sure. And always one of the neatest things that's coming out is coming all the way to El Paso from here, Las Cruces, New Mexico, from the research center, is they are bringing the inflatable colon. So that's a really neat thing to walk through, because you're able to see the various stages of, you know, colon disease. And so you can see what Crohn's looks like on a slide. You can see what ulcerative colitis looks like on a slide. You can see what hemorrhoids look like. And not a topic for everybody, but it's definitely a topic that does need to be discussed and become mainstream.
And do you think that more and more people are becoming educated about this, especially with educational symposiums such as you're having now?
Yes, because what I have noticed in the past 6 years since doing this group is, while out there giving educational speeches and teaching others, it's like, oh, well, I had a family member that always had tummy aches since they were younger and just recently got diagnosed with celiac. In hindsight, now they recognize and see the symptoms. But before that, it would just be, you know, okay, I'll just take an antacid. Oh, I'll just take Sprite, something to drink, and it'll settle. Now those individuals are meeting with gastroenterologists, getting the specific diagnosis, and learning how to treat their illness.
And how important is this to our community?
This is very, very important, because you want to be able to not only recognize and help yourself, but others. If you have a family member that suffers from any type of chronic illness, and it doesn't specifically have to be Crohn's, you want to come out to the symposium, because you want to meet with other paraprofessionals that know how to engage and teach others to recognize what's going on with your family member or yourself, and how to better serve them.
Well, I see that the city of El Paso has named the month of March El Paso Crohn's and Autoimmune Disease Month.
Yes, they have. And on Tuesday, March 19th, we will be presented a proclamation by the mayor. I have all of our group members and some members from Texas Tech to accept this proclamation in recognizing the importance of bringing awareness to Crohn's and autoimmune disease to the El Paso community.
And to find out more and to register, they can contact you, Carrie?
Yes, they can contact me directly at area code 214-708-2989 or on my email at ccwilkie@elpasocrohns.com.
And Crohn's is CROHNS.
Correct.
Well, I appreciate you coming out and talking to us about this very important educational symposium, especially knowing that since 2011, over 200,000 new patients have been made aware of their disease.
Yes, it is something that the numbers are constantly changing. And in the past 5 to 8 years, awareness for public has become much more mainstream, in that you see famous actors, actresses talking about they've been diagnosed, they've had lupus, they've had an ostomy bag. It's not something to be ashamed of, that you've had a resection or what's going on with you. They make it like, well, it's cool. This is my life, and I'm showing you I can do so much more and am so much more than my illness. That's why we're here. That's my focus on this group. That's why I brought it to Las Cruces and El Paso, and I hope to be able to continue to educate others.
Well, again, thank you so much. Founder of the El Paso Crohn's and Autoimmune Disease Support Group, Carrie Wilkie Zambrano.
Thank you very much for having me.
You're welcome. For KRWG Public Media, I'm Emily Guerra.